Lima Oscar Oscar mobile monitoring.
Al, NC9B mobile, Leon. Doing all right today?
9V, what's up, Leon? How are you? I just got off of work not too long ago.
Well, that fact. Just got off work myself. And couldn't be happier. But I gotta come back to ball, so. Oh, well. All today's work, right?
Unfortunately, if I had it made, I wouldn't have to do all that stuff, but unfortunately, I don't have it made.
Either I appreciate what I have. I don't know if I'd say I got it made, but I don't have to work, so. I just do it for the fun, and then I get a little extra cash. Always, well, is there really, I think, is extra cash?
Something to do, right?
Nothing like driving around 80,000 pounds.
Around the forklift all day, so yeah. You know, there's a lot of times I wish I could get off of it sometimes, but I can't.
Look at this. Since you're one of the fork truck operators, how high do you stack your stuff?
This.
You stacked.
I said it depends on what it is. If it's doors, they don't get stacked no higher than four. If it's racks of, like lift gates, I'll go up to five, depending on which lift gates they are. And roof racks, they can go up to five high. It's not really a high, maybe 15, 20 feet, maybe a little bit.
Places I go to, they stack way higher than what I'd be comfortable with. You know, they stack outside, too, so. You know, I don't really like going there on a windy day. They stack them right next to the loading dock, so. We got to back up right next to them. Actually, you back it up in between them. They put about like obstacles. Let's have an obstacle course for the guys today.
The forklift operators on other shifts and other departments seem to do that for everybody else that drives a forklift, too.
We got to judge an organization by the way they operate their forklifts, right?
Considering I work for a subsidiary of BMW and Ford, Freightliner, Thomas Bus, Nissan, Volvo, Peterbilt, Kenworth, all them, we get paid pretty good, I guess. We keep them in business and they keep us in business.
Stacking and racking and making money. Yeah, I've always enjoyed driving a fork truck. I was out a little bit, you know, there's other things you can do. It sure beats working the line, that's for sure.
As far as about beating and working the line, but good gracious, when I first learned how to drive a forklift many years ago, and I was like, good, this would be easy work, and then I got a job where you can't get off of it, and it's not so easy anymore.
I was kind of proud of myself on the accuracy of getting things. It was, I guess, for Meritor or Rockwell, back before Rockwell with the Meritor, and doing the ring gears, the pinion gears, and baskets of those, and they got some pretty stout pinion gears out there.
With body parts, so.
Make sure my double with you there. Morticians do, too, but. So funny, you said you work with body parts. I said, yeah, morticians do also.
Just have to be auto body parts, but not human body parts.
Surgeon, they also do that. So, yeah, I just lighten up the conversation, make it, put a chuckle on your face.
Yeah, sure. But I'm gonna let you go. I gotta get a little bit of me time in before I go deal with other people. In between dealing with people at work and then dealing with people afterward, I'm gonna just get a little me time in. So I'm going to let you go, and I'll be standing by, though, monitoring KQ4LOO. It's good talking to you, Leon.
Yeah, you, 73, have a good day. Good talking to you. And that's the perfect time, because I'm fixing the head up the mountain, and I'll start losing her, Peter. So, 73, NC9B.